Good afternoon, everyone. Hi. Is everybody ready for some music? Good. I'm Joan Richard from Montana Public Radio, and you can hear us statewide on Montana Public Radio, Yellowstone Public Radio, and on the web at yperadio.org/NFF. We've got all sorts of pictures, a Facebook group, a streaming audio of all the radio broadcasts that are happening during the festival. Thank you so much. Enjoy the show. And here's Andy Wallace to introduce our first act.
Good morning, folks. How are you? Actually, we aren't. Nope, we're still morning. That's a fair thing. Are you all ready for some fiddle music? Well, there's lots and lots of great fiddle traditions in the United States, but what you're about to hear is one of the great ones. Jim Chancellor is his name, aka Texas Shorty. And he's born, raised in Texas, lives outside of Dallas, and he started playing music when he was about 7 years old. Took up the mandolin first, but his father was a fiddler and a fan of fiddle music. And when Texas Shorty was about 13, his father took him to see a fiddler named Benny Thomason. Benny Thomason was maybe the greatest Texas longbow fiddler who ever lived. Texas longbow fiddling is, as you'll hear, it's called longbow because you draw, instead of go doing this, the bow comes back and forth real slow and easy, and tons of notes come out. Texas Shorty, he learned this music. It's a tradition. Goes back, way, way back, and he learned this music starting when he was a kid from Benny Thomason. He was a quick study. By the age of 16, he won the World Fiddle Championship in Texas, so he mastered it pretty quick. He'd been at it ever since. He is the reigning dean of Texas longbow fiddlers, I think it's fair to say. He's got some good help with him up here. How many of you were here last year? This guitar player over here is Joey McKenzie, and he was here last year with some other great Texas fiddlers, the Quabie sisters, last year. And we got Jim's wife, Ruthie, here on bass. Let's not do any more talking. Let's listen to some fiddle music. Will you please give a warm welcome to Texas Shorty?
Sally Gooden. That's the way fiddlers are. Pretty girl can get anything she wants. It's great to be with you in this fine town of Butte and this wonderful weather that we got to leave Dallas. And we live in a little town east of Dallas called rock wall, 104 yesterday. Oh, yes. Well, it is fabulous to be with you and to see the kind of excitement about traditional music. And I learned mine, I just happened to be born at an age that I got to meet a lot of the old-time great, great fiddlers. Eck Robertson, who was the first fiddler, I believe, to record, to make a commercial recording back in the 20s. Bryant Houston, which is another contemporary of Eck's. So all these old-timers I got to meet, got to learn some tunes from them. So I'm mighty thankful for that. This tune that we're going to play next is called Star of the County Down. And this music did have its roots in the Irish and Scottish tradition. So when it came over here, of course, it got a little bit of a different twist to it. Everybody got to dancing, and the fiddle, of course, was part of the pioneer's gear. The fiddler was pretty important. So in honor of that Irish tradition, we're going to play this tune about, I suspect, a beautiful girl in the county called the Star of the County Down. Story about a traveler going down the road in Arkansas, and he came up on a fiddler sitting on the front porch, saw him, and he said he looked up, and this guy's house had a roof full of holes. He said, "Hey, why don't you fix that roof?" And the old boy stopped fiddling. He said, "Well," said, "when it's raining, I can't fix it. And when it ain't raining, I don't need to fix it." And that's Arkansas traveling. So we're going to do a little of that thing. Thank you. Joey McKenzie is a champion fiddle player. I love to play with him and have him play guitar. I feel a little bit strange having a wonderful fiddle player up here playing rhythm for me. But
you know, if I were to get my fiddle out and come up here and play a tune, I'd feel like I was trying to bake a cake for Betty Crocker.
Thank you, Joey. Well, most tunes that we play are written by dead people. And but we're going to play one that's new, kinda. The author is still living. A guy by the name of Andy Statman, who is a wonderful musician and man, but I learned this from one of his recordings. And you don't expect a fiddle tune, at least I didn't expect a fiddle tune to come out of New York. You know, what's that ad? Well, that's from New York City.
New York?
New York. This is called The Flatbush Waltz. A lot of the old tunes that we play moved around the country by somebody hearing a song. You know, they go visit somebody on another county and they'd hear somebody play one and think, oh boy, I love that tune. And they'd go back home and they'd remember the tune, but they wouldn't remember the name, so they'd just give it a name. So as I've traveled around musical life, I found a lot of tunes that somebody said, well, do you know Uncle Fred's Straw Hat? And I said, no, I never heard of that one. And they'd play it, and oh, well, yeah, I call that Uncle Bill the Fret Hack. So, but this tune we're going to play now, we call it Ladies Fancy. But there's another name for it called Say Old Man, Can You Play a Fiddle? And I think the answer was yes, by cracky, I can play a little. So here we go with Say Old Man, or Ladies Fancy. Thank you. great example of tunes, how they get renamed. I heard this tune that we're going to play now when I was watching a movie called The Long Riders, and I didn't find out till later what the name of it was, but I liked it so much I started playing it, and then a few years later I recorded it, and so somebody said, well, what's the name of that tune? I said, well, I don't even remember. I never did hear it. Well, so I called it The Plainsman. That sounds just kind of like The Plainsman to me. Well, later I found out it had three other names. One was called the Seneca Square Dance. Another one was called Georgia Boys. And then the last one was The Federals Are Coming. So we stuck with Georgia Boys. It sounded like kind of a Georgia Boys kind of tune. So we're going to do that for you. It just struck me as seeing an old hound dog running across the field, and all you could see every now and then was his head pop up above the weeds. So that's the picture I see when I'm playing Old Sport. So here we go, Old Sport. Thank you. The fellow that I give most of the credit for teaching me to play was Benny Thomason, as Andy was telling you a while ago. And Benny came from a long line of great fiddle players. And his grandfather, Luke Thomason, wrote a tune called Midnight on the Water. And I'm going to play that for you. And on this tuning, I've dropped down the E string to a D, and I dropped the G to a D, so I get kind of a drone. So, Midnight on the Water. I don't know if that was in Mississippi or where, but tribute to Benny Thomason and Luke Thomason. Another tune that a lot of the old timers did, and I'm told that lots of times they didn't have a good guitar picker and a bass player to play with them. And the old timers said, let's have a dance, kick out all the furniture out of the house, and the fiddler was it. That was the band. But sometimes when they played this tune, which is called Bonaparte's Retreat, they would have somebody peck on the strings with knitting needles to create a little rhythm. Well, we're not going to do that. We got a good, great guitar player and a great bass player.
I actually volunteered to do that part, and Jim told me I couldn't do it.
That takes a trained professional.
That's right.
That's right. The Bonaparte, I think, kind of got in trouble over there one time, and I'm thinking that somebody had him on the run, and of course fiddlers are always standing around ready to write a song about somebody either in trouble or in love. Right, so if you listen closely and have a little bit of imagination, maybe you can hear the bagpipes piping along, and the foot beat as they're doing a retreat.
It's our last time. It
was a ball.
Thank you.
been watching the program or reading about the program, and I'm going to have a lot of fun going around listening to all these different styles of music and traditions that will be on display this weekend. So I'm glad we can all be together on that. Because I always love to play the fiddle, and I love to play with Joey, and get to play with Ruthie all the time when she don't have me doing chores. Well, not all fiddlers were scallywags, but we had a fair share of them. And they wrote tunes about eating, gambling, women, Sally Gooden, Sally Johnson, Star of the County Down, and then, but this one's about I think it has a gambling twist to it, because it's called Jack of Diamonds. Well, back to the Irish tradition, and play a little ditty that I really enjoy called St. Anne's Reel.
Thank you.
I mentioned the guy's name a while ago, Bryant Houston, who was quite a character, full-blood Cherokee Indian, and lucky enough, he never went on the warpath when I was around him, but he was a great fiddler. He took out all his anger on that fiddle, if he had any. But he had a tune that that I'd like to play for you called The Mockingbird. And I asked Bryant, well, Bryant, how did you learn how to make those bird calls? And he said, I just sat out on the bank of the creek and listened to them sing and mimicked them. Well, you know that the mockingbird is the Texas state bird. It's the one that we like to honor. And we have quite a few of them around our place. I like to hear them sing. So we're going to do a little bit of this tune, tribute to Mr. Bryant Houston. Slow down and play waltz that's one of my favorites called the Rose of Avon Waltz. Thank you. Thank you very much. One of the old tunes that a lot of people have played over the years, I'm not sure how old it is, I'm sure it's over a couple hundred years old, but maybe not that old. It's at least as old as I am, I know that much.
Somewhere between 10 and 200 years old.
I would catch it. They say this was the soldier's answer to pain, the soldier's joy, and laudanum. That's one of the stories I've heard. That's what it was named for. Soldier's joy. When you're in a lot of pain, you get some relief, you got lots of joy. So here we go with soldier's joy. Afternoon, listening to all the great music that's here for you to hear and to see all the other exhibits. And I'm planning to go over and watch the betting horses after a while. I want to see that. But I want to end with a tune.
I'd like to just say something before we do this last song, if I could. And that is that all you folks will see some people carrying some red buckets around out through the crowd. Those are with the festival here, and they're accepting donations. And if you can throw a dollar in, or you can throw whatever you can afford, if you can throw a dollar or a quarter or $100 bill in, it's very much appreciated. And that's what helps keep this wonderful, wonderful festival going year after year. So if you can afford to put something in the bucket, throw it in there.
Thank you, Joey. I'm just so amazed at how many of you have come out for this, and it's wonderful to see this kind of support for the traditional music. We'll end up with an old tune called Billy in the Lowground. And once again, it's been wonderful to be with you. Hope to see you again this weekend on another show. Thank you.
Texas Shorty. Yeah. That's Texas longbow fiddling at its best.
And as he said, as these folks with the red buckets come by, would appreciate it if you can just drop a little